Supporting a friend through pet loss. Some people prefer to work through grief in their own way, while others appreciate the support of an understanding friend. Anyone of any age can be deeply affected by pet loss, and sometimes the depth of grief takes people aback. There's often a strong degree of shock, which is especially the case with a sudden and unexpected loss. Shock can make a person feel very out of sorts, feeling weepy, sick, faint and weak, shaky, numb, or disorientated. They may find they can't stop crying, that they're unable to eat, or that their sleep is disturbed. As well as the deep pain they're suffering, there may be disbelief, guilt, anger, and the need to blame someone for what's happened to their pet, the latter sometimes being directed at the vet, or often they blame themselves. Grief brings its own potent mix of emotions. This complexity of feelings can make the person vulnerable and physically, mentally, and emotionally run down. With their emotions in this raw state, they may not be able to face going to work or dealing with anyone outside of their family and close friends until they begin to feel stronger in themselves. As it's difficult to know what to say and how to be with someone suffering grief, people sometimes avoid the situation, which can leave the person feeling isolated and alone. However, as a friend, there's much you can do to help them through this difficult time. While no one can actually relieve them of their grief, showing that you care will make a difference. Let them know you recognize the special relationship they had with their pet and that you're saddened by their loss. You can also say that you understand why they're feeling so terribly upset and that you're there for them. It will be an easement for your friend to know that it's okay to show how they're feeling. It can help them to talk through the many emotions they're experiencing. And while they may get upset doing so, it will be a relief to get some of it off their chest. However, if they don't feel like talking, allow them some quiet space, perhaps making them a cup of tea, or suggest going for a walk or doing something else that you know they usually enjoy. Be prepared to listen, as people in grief mostly need to talk to someone who understands what they're feeling. You don't have to come up with answers or prompt them to talk. Just being there for them will offer some comfort. While anything that alludes to getting a grip is counterproductive, there are times when you may need to be a little firm with your friend. For example, you might feel you need to encourage them to drink and eat something nutritious, or to see their doctor if you're really worried about them. Use your instinct and be honest. If you're worried, let them know you're concerned for their well-being and that you want to help if you can. It's usually better not to talk about getting another pet during the early stages of grief, as some people perceive this as a betrayal of the memory of the pet they've just lost. However, if your friend says they want to do this straight away, encourage them to talk it through with you, so that together you can work out whether it would perhaps be wise to wait until they're more settled. Bringing a new pet into the home can be quite challenging, and your friend might need to feel stronger before going down this path. Your friend may appreciate help with a few practical tasks, such as calling their workplace if they're unable to go in for the next day or two, or contacting other people who may need to know what's happened. If they need to collect their pet's ashes from the vet a few days later, again, they may value your support, as this is a particularly difficult thing to do. People who've lost a dog often find leaving the house without their dog is hard, as it brings back so many memories. Similarly, coming back to an empty house can be heartbreaking. So again, you may have ideas on how to support them through this. Losing someone close, whether it be a relative, friend, or beloved pet, brings grief, which is, as we all know, a painful process. One of the best things you can do for your friend during this troubled time is to let them know that you understand why they're feeling so much pain and that you're there to listen and support. However, it's important not to get stressed or put pressure on yourself in your desire to help make things better. The most anyone can do is to be there and to listen. Your time is one of the greatest gifts you can offer. Do this, and you will have made a difference.